and welcome to Fortune Cookie, the podcast that dives into Chinese and Western culture. I'm Beatrice, also Xin Mei.
And I'm Tina Chow, and students call me Zhao Lao Shi. And today, our topic is about Chinese New Year and Christmas. We will have some comparison and have some discussions. So, Chinese New Year is a big topic. People in America might know about Chinese New Year, but not know how it came about.
Yeah, like the story and all that, where it came from.
Yes.
They know about it, and it is a huge thing, but the story of it is actually that it started from, and I think it's pretty cute, and I don't know how real it is. I think it should be real, but the story is about how there was a monster called Nian, and in Chinese, that word means year, and so this monster would visit a village, you know, every single year around, you know, like if you go by the Lunar New Year calendar, around that time, and it would come and harass and attack these village people.
Right.
And so the way the villages were, one day were like, okay, we're going to stop this silly monster. And they took a lot of red things.
Right.
Red things, and which if you've been to a Chinese area during Chinese New Year, it's the spring couplets that hang from the door.
They're red.
Mm-hmm, they're red.
And lots of things are red. So that's why people like to use red things during Chinese New Year time. So you can see that everywhere during Chinese New Year time.
Yeah. Because they use this, right, to the red color to scare away the monster.
Scare away the monster so the monster would never come again.
Ever again.
Yes. So not only the decoration you see, but also like the things they wear, the clothes, and like the hanging spring couplets you just talk about. And I just talk about a little bit about what's spring couplets. It's I don't know if you guys have ever seen those red paper things that are hanging by the door. It's rectangle, and some of them are also in square. So yes, it's just different style of spring couplets, and they all means that it will bring you good luck. And you will also see a lot of Chinese characters on it, and they all have a very good meaning. It's like, oh, good spring is coming, have a very good year and prosperous year and good health and good wealth and everything like that. Mm-hmm. So it is a good decoration thing.
Yeah, and it's cute. I think it's very cute.
Yes, yes.
And similarly, in the Western culture, I think a festival that's celebrated as highly is probably Christmas.
Yeah.
Which I think is interesting how Chinese New Year is celebrated at the beginning of the year.
Correct.
But then that's in the Chinese culture. And then the Western culture
is in the end of the year.
It's at the end of the year.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I think that's pretty interesting how it kind of like wrapping up the year. It's kind of like the cultures and what they value more, the beginning compared to the end. You know, the end is you review the whole year and you come back together and prepare for the next year.
But the Chinese culture is looking forward to the bright future and the new opening and the bright opening.
Yeah, and hope and having that good start.
So I noticed that people use, well, everybody noticed that, right? People people use red and green things during Christmas time. Mm-hmm. So do you know why?
Well, I actually didn't know why, but after looking into it more, I wanted to learn more about it.
Correct.
And it was an interesting thing. I just never thought, and when I decorated for Christmas, it was just, okay, I'm gonna put up a tree because that's what people do. I'm gonna put up these decorations because that's what people do. But then I found
out. And some snowflakes too.
And snowflakes. I've never seen snow before. Never.
In your life?
My life.
Even till this day?
I saw it once. It was like the hard, solid snow.
Oh, like not really falling from the sky.
Yeah,
okay.
It was all hard, one block of snow, that kind of snow.
So that is ice.
I saw ice, except it was natural ice in nature.
Okay.
But yeah, when I found out that the color green and red is for Christmas, obviously you see that a lot everywhere.
Yes.
Green is because of the plants we use for Christmas, and that's a sign similar to Chinese New Year, actually, that spring is coming and winter won't last forever.
Mm-hmm.
And so very similar to Chinese culture in that sense. But the color is green
like
for
welcoming that. Welcoming the spring and Because in Chinese New Year, we actually don't call Chinese New Year as Chinese New Year. We call it as Spring Festival.
Right, 春节.
Chun is spring, jie is festival. So 春节 is spring festival.
Yeah.
So that's why we have 春联, the spring couplet. So everything is just welcoming the
spring,
new life. Because spring basically represents new life. Flowers are blooming, you know, everything just starts.
We're not just dying in the cold.
The first couple months of the year and all that. So this part is similar.
It's similar, And but the one part that is a little bit different is for Christmas, it has a religious flavor to it,
because that is true,
right? The red color that's celebrated in Christmas is because of the holy berries that represent the blood of Jesus, since Christmas does celebrate, you know, the
Jesus.
Yeah. And compared to Chinese culture, I don't think it doesn't have a religious background to it.
If it's a person that doesn't have religion, if you step back to see, maybe they will think in a way that both of this festival has stories behind them. And so Chinese has the Nian story, monster story you just talked about. And this one has the red holy berries.
To represent to Jesus.
So,
yeah, that's interesting. And then also, but you see how, yes, Christmas has green, but red in Christmas, and then also red in Chinese New Year, has, I believe the color red represents something
like good luck.
Good luck. I think it has good luck, and it has a vibrant color. If you just look at it as a color, red is pretty cool. But even in Chinese New Year, the most exciting thing in Chinese New Year is what do you think the most exciting thing for you is, Lao Shi?
The most exciting things is probably the, for me, right now, it doesn't really matter, but for little kids, or when I was a child, the most exciting moment will be the red envelopes giving out time. That is the, everybody just love it.
Money.
All my family, all my cousins, like we're like,
yeah,
we love that moment. Yeah.
Yes. For those of you who maybe never seen red out, it's literally just a red envelope, like usually rectangular size, and within it, there's money.
Yes, money. And usually it smells good too, the red envelope.
Really?
The red paper, it smells really good. I have a red envelope here.
Really? Yeah. Can I smell it?
Yes, go ahead.
I don't smell anything.
Okay, I'm sorry. Maybe it's been out for a long time, but usually, sometimes it smells good.
Is it perfume smell?
Not. It's a specific smell that on the red envelope.
And oh, like
when you smell it, it will just bring you some good memories.
Back to your childhood full of money.
Yeah, and as you can see, like this red envelope, it has some golden.
Yes. Lasha's, the envelope that Lasha's holding up right now looks, oh yes, there's some golden words on it, which is very nice.
Yes.
And it has the spring couplet kind of
style. Yes, yes.
So with words going down.
Represents that, you know, it's Chinese New Year time.
Chinese New Year time.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So for children and our married people in the family, they will enjoy this moment a lot. So some family, they only give it to children. But traditionally, it's supposed to be children and our married adults. Because they're considered still not having their own family. They're not independent yet.
Yes.
So you see that part in Chinese culture is different from Western culture. Because Western is about 18, you're out, right?
Yeah, you're out. You're out in the world. It's ready to start your battle.
Right. But Chinese parents, families still want to nurture their young adults as well.
As much as possible.
Before they establish their own family.
Yeah.
So in that part is something...
it's like looking at the family value again. You know, and there's family value in both cultures, but it's represented differently.
Yes.
Shown differently.
So... I always heard that people tell me, you must be good at math because you're Chinese or you're Asian.
Yes, like I've gotten kind of that before.
You too?
Yes.
Yes. And what do you answer?
I just look at them and I say, I have a B in math. B is okay, but it's not
excellent.
Yes, it's not great. You know, you're doing great in life.
It depends. So I'm very bad at math.
Really?
So when people ask me that, I just say no. But I'll say, but I'm very good at money. You know why?
Why?
Because that's the red envelope thing. Because Chinese people are growing up, mm-hmm. counting money every year.
You got training.
This is in our blood. So we are growing up like this. We collect yes. money. We count the money.
Yes.
And you know what training. We do after that, even when we were a kid? What? At least in my family.
What?
After we collect all the money, our older cousin, they will start doing like a gambling thing. And then they're like, put your money in. Like
in, like gambling game?
Yeah, like gambling game. And then we'll put our money in. And sometimes you would probably lose them all.
This that is true in, that New Year spirit.
Yes, yes, yes. But sometimes you will win more too. So,
oh, you win all their other money.
Yes. It's just gambling. It's like a mini Vegas in your family.
Mini Vegas.
Yes, in your own household. In your
Every
family.
Year.
Yeah, and not only that, I also want to mention this. Actually, this healthy gamble thing in my family, at least, we play mahjong as well every year. Mm-hmm. And I have a medium-sized family.
Yeah.
So in our family, every year, we will have at least 3 mahjong tables set up in Chinese New Year after the red envelope time. Mm-hmm. And all the adults start playing, and they will play overnight till the next day. They're welcoming the new year.
With money.
And mahjong, and use your brain. Intelligence.
You gotta train your brain no matter
yes.
what.
So for people who don't know about mahjong, Xinmei, do you know anything about mahjong?
I learned it once.
In Nasha's class.
And then it went out the window.
So you don't really remember it.
I don't really remember.
But at least you know mahjong is for 4 people. So when I say 3 tables, it's how many? It's a math time.
3 tables, 12 people. Oh, right?
Correct. Okay. So you can, and then it's a group game. Family bonding time as well.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting is many family members, because as you know, in Chinese family, people actually don't really share their feelings too much, don't share their love too much, mm-hmm. but they just love you in a way that they don't show it. They show it, but you don't really hear it.
Yeah.
So they don't really kiss you, they don't hug you like that. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people actually thinks that is the time that they bond with their family, is the mahjong time. Because think
through
about it.
Through money.
You have to sit down there and play for the whole game. It's mm-hmm. It takes about 3 hours about.
3 hours?
For finishing one game.
What?
Yeah.
I thought when we played it last
year. 2 to 3 hours.
It was.
We didn't play the whole game. There's a whole game. We just taught you how to play.
I just got the iceberg. The tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, yeah. So.
I need the whole iceberg.
So Chinese New Year then again is red thing, red envelope, gambling, mm-hmm. but mahjong, but healthy gambling.
Yeah, and yes. in Christmas it's a little different.
Do you have any gambling things?
In Christmas?
In your family at least, Christmas time?
During Christmas time? We play games.
Activities.
Oh, actually, for my family, so I have a more Western side of my family because of my stepdad, and all my stepdad's side of the family is in America. So that side is my
very
introduction
Western.
Yeah, into the Western culture. You know, my immersive half side into the Western culture.
So what do they do?
They play.
What do you do?
Bingo.
Oh.
Bingo. That's similar.
With numbers.
With numbers.
Okay.
Ooh, see, we kind of train with numbers too.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's true.
Bingo trains numbers.
That's true. That's
yeah.
true.
And we play, but we win prizes. We win prizes, not money. It's prizes and...
Prizes outside than your gifts.
Yes.
So
yes.
it's not only the mm-hmm. gifts, but also you win something
yeah.
out of the game.
On top of the Christmas gifts yeah. that we get. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that is... Also the thing, right, in Western culture, in Christmas culture, you give out gifts, but in Chinese culture, you give out money, but
yeah.
then the money actually represents the gifts.
Yeah.
I think gift cards is a brilliant idea, and I was even thinking, so before I came to the United States, I've never heard about something called gift cards, because in Taiwan, we have gift certificate, but people don't give out
really
as frequent.
Really?
It's not like a... like a thing here. Like people give out gift cards all the time as gifts, right?
Right.
And I was thinking, do they steal our idea?
That is the Western version.
No, that is just a thinking, but I think that's a brilliant idea. So
the gift cards,
because it's the same thing as they give you the money, so you decide whatever you want to do. You can save them, or you want to use them.
It's kind of like instilling responsibility, at a young age,
and learning how to control your money and your value and all that.
I agree, definitely. I mean, even during Christmas, the Christmas gifts is what we look forward to during Christmas, and then in Chinese New Year is the red envelopes. You know, that we look forward to. And for the gifts, Lasha, do you have an experience with Christmas that you've ever had before?
I actually didn't till last Christmas. I got to experience that with my friends, family, because they have little kids, so they just decorate the Christmas tree just like in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And they have fireplace, they have gifts under the tree, and the kids will wake up the second for their family. They start to do it on the Christmas day to do the
25th of December.
I don't know about your family
for exchanging gifts, actually, because when I was growing up in Hong Kong was influenced by the British. So then we actually waited until the 26th to open our gifts.
British culture in Christmas time is 26th.
Because it's Boxing Day. That's the day.
Boxing
Day. So 25th, you get all your presents you get from everyone, and then you keep it, and then the 26th,
you can open it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you collect them maybe from the 24th?
On the 24th, on the 25th.
And then on the 26th is the time for you to open it.
Yeah.
That is a great delay gratification training.
I know. You gotta wait. It's like patience and just learning not to get it right away.
Yeah, because you already have it.
Mm-hmm.
That is a good training too.
Yeah.
See, every festival has something that trains human beings.
Some way. Some form.
That is good.
Yeah.
So, that is a great sharing.
Mm-hmm. I think, well, for me also, what I look forward to during Christmas is decorating the house, and with the pretty lights and the sticky thingies on the wall and the Christmas trees. And I was actually looking into why we decorate for Christmas, because I know for Chinese culture, we decorate for the reasons of, you know, based on the story.
Right.
And also there's luck, and then also belief that having those up will bring in more money. And for Christmas, it's kind of a lot about history, about how these decorations are brought in from another kind of country to the US, or more so Western culture.
Right.
And then with that, it evolved into, okay, well, we're going to do more using more this material for this, you know, decoration, like an ornament or something. And then, and then maybe like a mistletoe and all those things. And it's just interesting how I read about why we put up Christmas decorations is more based on historical reasonings compared to Chinese culture. The reasoning we put up the decorations is more about, you know, tales and stories.
And a lot of them is more, I'll say, more personal, because everything you hang, let's say just the spring couplets we keep talking about, is to bless your family.
Yeah.
And wish this family will have a bright new year. And let's say the red envelope, I should have added this red envelope is not only just the money thing itself, it's also the elders want to bless their kids, their children, to have a bright year,
right?
And have a safe year. It's a blessing. So it's very personal in a way, a little bit different.
For the new year to be like, here you go, something to start your year for you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they're both very meaningful.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is very meaningful. And I think that's what's so great about these festivals, is yet to see what's meaningful about them.
Yes. So Christmas time, Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Does your family have a gathering, have a dinner gathering together, or?
We either have it on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day.
So there's no specific day to do it.
We do. It's either on the 24th or the 25th. I think we usually do it on the 24th.
Just so it's also on the eve.
Yeah.
Is there a tradition? Like, I don't know. Is it that every family does that? Or it just depends?
I think it depends. It depends. That's the thing. It depends with this. Some people like to do it the eve. Some people like to do it on Christmas Day. But Christmas Day, you might be left for the actual, like, immediate family. The mom, dad, the kids. Right, to spend together.
Right, right, right. Because mm-hmm. the reason why I ask is for Chinese New Year, we always eat together on Chinese New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. There will be a family gathering and all the family members will come back home. Let's say in China, it's so big, right? Mm-hmm. They probably have to travel a week ahead just to go back home to have a dinner gathering with their family on the eve. Mm-hmm. A week ahead to travel back, maybe take train or drive or something.
Really?
Yes, yes.
Right, because it's in, is it called the 团圆饭?
Yeah, 团圆 means to gather together, and 饭 is food or rice. Mm-hmm. So 团圆饭 is basically the gathering dinner on Chinese New Year's Eve. So that is a big thing in Chinese New Year. So Chinese New Year's dinner is... very interesting too. There should always be a kind of seafood. Do you know what's that?
Fish.
Yes. Do you know why? Why we have fish?
It's because of the saying 年年有余.
Yes. So 年, again, just keep repeating it. 年 itself means year, right?
Yes.
So 年年 means every year. Mm-hmm. 有 is to have. Mm-hmm. And 余 is just, the sound is the same. For 余 itself means
fish.
And it could also mean...
remaining.
Yes, or left over.
Yeah, left over.
Yeah, so the first thing is in Chinese New Year dinner, mm-hmm. do you mm-hmm. think we finish the food?
No, you're not supposed to.
You're not supposed to because you have to have leftover. And it means that mm-hmm. the whole year you will have things that you will not have to worry. You will always have things.
Yeah.
And then the fish thing is the same mm-hmm. idea. Is mm-hmm. you eat the fish. And there are a lot of different dishes like radish cake. And because cake sounds mm-hmm. like tall. And that means that you will grow very fast in your company. And you will grow up faster. Mm-hmm. Like different meanings. They're all good meanings.
That's true. And even in Christmas... for Christmas, people eat, you know, bread pudding. That's, oh, I want some bread pudding right now. It's a traditional food that you eat during Christmas. Uh-huh. And for some people, you eat a certain kind of meat, some certain kind of drink if you're of age. So there are those things. And those are also
drinking.
Based on...
speaking of that, Chinese New Year dinner.
Huge thing, even in Christmas culture.
Drink a lot.
Yeah, and it's for Christmas, I know there's some kind of historical... background as to why how the wine that you drink
yes.
I don't know quite exactly, but I know that there is something about the wine that
sounds
you drink.
Like we have a lot to mm-hmm. work on to learn about and to learn. Yes,
there's reasonings behind all this. Yeah, so I mean, all of this, so much Christmas culture, so much Chinese New Year culture, so enjoyable to learn about.
Yes.
Yeah, and I love to look at it to see what it means to so many people, and especially these festivals in different cultures and what it means to the different people.
Yes, and right? Especially in different families, there are also a little bit different tradition for mm-hmm. each family.
Yeah, but I love how both of these festivals bring together people mm-hmm. and also emphasizes family.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
a family
huge
is
thing.
First.
Yeah, always first. And it's great that these festivals get to emphasize that. Yeah, and so with that, we would like to leave you with a question, food for thought. So what does your family value the most during these festivals if you celebrate Christmas or Chinese New Year or both? And would you pass any of these values or traditions down to the next generation?
That is a great question for everyone. And thank you for joining Fortune Cookie today. And remember to love,
respect,
and thrive. We'll see you next on our next episode.
Yes, stay tuned. Bye.
Bye. Stay tuned.